Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. At Monmouth Park in Oceanport, New Jersey, the summer meet hits full stride today with the 54th running of the $1 million Grade 1 Haskell Stakes for 3-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. Such is the history of the Haskell that 9 winners have used it as a springboard to honors as champion 3-year-old colt, while Serena Song and Rachel Alexandra both won the race on the way to becoming Eclipse champion 3-year-old filly. And of course, Rachel's win in 2009 was part of her Horse of the Year campaign. Rachel Alexandra, in fact, is one of 5 Haskell winners to be named Horse of the Year in the same season, the others being Holy Bull in 1994, Point Given in 2001, American Pharaoh in 2015, and Authentic just last year. But our focus today is on the man for whom the race is named. Born in New York City in 1893, Amory Haskell led a charmed life. He played varsity hockey at Princeton and was a naval aviator in World War I. He would later become active in steeplechasing, flat racing, fox hunting, show horses, and would become a breeder of ribbon-winning hounds. As a businessman, Haskell rose to become vice president and general manager of exports for General Motors. He would later become president of the XXX Safety Glass Company. But it was his fondness for horses which became the identifying trait of his private and public endeavors. In 1924, Haskell founded Woodland Farm in Middleton Township, New Jersey, at a time when men of great wealth often chose to be gentlemen farmers. The farm was described as a sprawling 3-wing estate with extravagant features. Haskell shared the farm with his wife, Annette, who was the daughter of Standard Oil President Henry Morgan Tilford. By 1925, Woodland Farm had become home to lavish parties thrown by the Haskells, where it was said that guests would step through long glass doors of a solarium and onto a stone terrace for an evening of dancing. Combining his love of horses with his business acumen and capitalizing on the respect he commanded among his peers, Amory Haskell helped lead the effort to bring back top-level thoroughbred racing to northern New Jersey, just as America was emerging from World War II. The original Monmouth Park had closed in August of 1893, having suffered a reported $150,000 in operating losses that season. It had thus been over a half century since the pounding of thoroughbred hooves had been heard on the Jersey shore. But as Haskell looked at the situation in 1946, he believed the time was right to build a racetrack. The construction effort would be financed by the sale of stocks and bonds to the general public. The inaugural race meet would consist of 28 days, featuring 2 stakes races per week, one to be held on Wednesday, the other on Saturday. Opening day for the new Monmouth Park was set for June 10, 1946. But the grandstand roof wasn't finished, and neither was the 5-story clubhouse. As a result, the opening was pushed back to June 19. As opening day arrived, some 800 thoroughbreds were stabled on the grounds. Another 80 found accommodations at nearby Brookdale Farm. Long lanes of sod were being laid. The final concrete was being poured. Tan bark was being tamped down in the paddock. A potential groom strike was averted only an hour before post time. Ultimately, some 19,000 fans would pass through the turnstiles that day, wagering $700,000, and the press would hail it as the revival of the Sport of Kings in northern New Jersey. One scribe wrote that Mother Nature had painted a beautiful backdrop, including a perfect panorama of trees and shrubbery. The columnist continued, saying, "Monmouth Park is like an artist's masterpiece, where the green of the trees meets the blue of the sky, but not before it is slightly tinted by the blue-green Atlantic Ocean." The writer concluded, "Old and historic Monmouth Park, that dates back to 1870, has been recast in a new and more beautiful setting." Amory Haskell oversaw it all, helping shepherd Monmouth Park through its opening. He would serve as the track's president until his death in 1966, with the race named in his honor being inaugurated 2 years later in 1968. Today marks the 54th running of the Haskell Stakes, a Grade 1 win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Classic later this year at Del Mar. We remember Amory Haskell, who 75 years ago this summer helped make Monmouth Park become a reality. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.